This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:40 here on the Ticket Sweet Spot, broadcasting live from Rowdy Cowboys Sports Bar and Grill in Grapevine. Weekend is starting early. Packed house today. Incredible talent, incredible drinks, food, you name it. Come to Rowdy Cowboys Sports Bar, the grand opening today. Why Today Doesn't Suck and the Hard Line is ahead, but without further ado, we've got to get to the NIT break. Justin usually handles this, but he's under the knife today. He'll be back very soon, we're hoping, and we're going to have Mino handle the NITs.
Thank you, Sean. Justin, we're thinking about you.
Yep.
Let's get right to it. The best of the rest that weren't nominated this morning, candidate number one comes to us from the Morning Musers. We've all been guilty of this at one point. I don't think I've ever heard Junior do this, though. We've all been late coming back from break. Maybe you're not paying attention, or maybe you're just getting back to the studio late.
Yeah.
Junior was a little late.
Decipher Jerry speak. Hear Stephen overlaugh. And get some Mike McCarthy coach cliches. Brought to you by Macho Self Storage and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Craig Miller.
And we're back. On July 26th, Deadpool and Wolverine come together.
And Junior always reads the 40 liner.
He does.
I think that's the beauty of having your producer read the 40, because it gives you just like a little bit more time to get your stuff squared away so you can broadcast at a very high level.
And it's always so jarring. If you're the host or the producer, if you're not ready for the liner and you hear that music, all the producers have been there before where you're just kind of sitting there, you're looking through the glass, and then I see Corby and Bob just staring at me like, you're going to read the liner? Like, oh yeah. Tex sandwich to, you're just not ready for it. All right, there's candidate number one, Junior. Candidate number two, Dave has been playing audio lately.
Yes.
And kind of like reading 40 liners, it's a lot going on. You got to make sure your volume's up on your computer. We usually delegate it to the board op to play because it's a lot smoother. Dave had some audio issues this week.
But the date on this, so if I may, Dave, that was January 14th. And so this would be our Monday show, January 15th, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and so this first clip is very Inception because it's Bob on the day after the Green Bay loss, asking us to fast forward and imagine where we are right now, or at least where you guys are right now, on the tennis courts in Oxnard. Is it on the ticket? I'm pretty sure it is. And once again, Cam, that was my fault.
No way.
No way.
Well, you know what? Because I faded down the Timothy Chalamet,
Dave,
Bob Dylan video, and then I did reset my volume.
Show us the baby. Show us the baby.
I just want to throw this out there.
That's great.
It's July,
I do respect
2020.
I respect Dave for calling his own foul. It's like, okay, didn't have it ready. Had my computer muted. Wasn't ready to go.
Corby's all, show me the baby. I don't care about Timothy Chalamet. That's great.
There's candidate number two, Dave. Candidate number three, I think we're going to put this on the power of technology. During the ranch report yesterday, Junior asked a very good question to David Moore, and it kind of sounded like it might have been a little bit too hot, and David Moore just hung up, but I think it turns out we just lost connection.
What do you think the bar is for him this year to be the Cowboys coach in 2025? What does this team need to do, the minimum for him to continue with Dallas?
And David dropped.
Oh, I thought he was just refusing to answer that question.
What's going on?
Me too. All right, we'll get David back.
Boy, either McCarthy, he doesn't wants him silenced.
Either he doesn't want to answer that.
Oh, there he is.
Hear me now?
Yeah,
there we go.
Did you hear the full question?
I think I summed it up very well with my response.
Oh, see, he has been silenced.
So D. Moore lost connection. Still heard the question. Jerry Jones this week heard the question but didn't understand it and had to...
Well, yeah.
Clarence Hill had to rephrase the entire thing.
You mean Terrence Hill.
Oh, sorry, Terrence. Terrence Hill. I get the two confused all the time. So, yeah, there's technology. Candidate number four comes to us from Donovan. This is something else we've all been guilty of before, and this is not being ready for a live spot.
Uh-oh.
Donovan wasn't ready for a live spot.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
The weather, yeah. We're with it.
Make sure everything is okay.
Don't shake your head at me. And go. The weather's crazy around here, y'all. And that's practically your home foundation. What you need to do. The weather's crazy around here, y'all.
So what happened there, Travis?
He just took his headphones off, forgot he had a live spot. Tyler, we do it a little different. Tyler just tells him verbally before the show what's going on.
Oh, yeah, we need the heads up in the break.
Yeah, no.
We will forget.
We don't do a lot of heads upping in the invasion, but he threw them on, and then it was definitely me shaking my head at him.
At least we got a new drop out of it. That's good. Donnie talks weather.
The weather's crazy around here, y'all.
That is so good.
Was that part of the live spot, or was he just having a
conversation
with Matt? Weather's crazy, y'all.
The weather's crazy around here, y'all.
That's good.
Oh, my God, that's great. All right. Next candidates. I believe this is on Dylan Reed, another one I don't really have the backstory on, but this also during the invasion. Travis put together a montage of SEC Media Days.
Sure.
A lot of good stuff last week. The montage was supposed to play, but the blame is going on Travis here. Let's listen to it, and then we can discuss.
All right.
You were like, we need to be out there. And I'm glad you did, man, because that was a really cool experience. So let's listen back at our experience out there at SEC Media Day, because Travis put together a nice montage of all the guests and all the moments that we had. So let's check it out.
Here on The Ticket. Happening now.
So Dylan likes to turn the audio off on this computer.
Okay. Well, that's news.
And all right, let's try it one more time. If I could defend myself. So the volume on these computers, on the producer's computer, just generally stays up because, you know, we have a board to control the volumes and can mute it by itself.
Uh-huh. A lot of explaining.
But when Dylan fills in, and I've noticed this because it's happened twice now after he's filled in, is the volume on the computer gets muted on this computer. I have no idea for what reason, what utility, but it does happen, and I got by it. So I'll wear this one, but I did want to explain it.
Okay. So Dylan was producing the morning show that week? Was that what it was?
Yeah, something like that. I think it might have been one of Deddy's fill-in days doing the Gordo role.
I will vote to put this on Travis just to not have it double-checked. So
that's
we will
cool.
put
that's cool.
this NIT on Travis. I don't know if you've won one before, Travis. You will be nominated this week.
All right.
Finally, the last candidates. This was during the mix between the invasion and the sweet spot a couple days ago.
Huh.
And usually around 103, 104, we're kind of looking for an off-ramp.
Sure.
Just somebody looking for a joke or just kind of a natural into the conversation. Well, Ham ended it.
On seven
does
all
it,
time.
Eternal flame at the MLK. We went to visit that when I was in school. That's fine. I'm just talking about
It's like
at the Olympics
resistant.
Are over. Where was the last Olympics?
I'm seeing here the flame continues to burn in the cauldron for the duration of the games until it is extinguished during the closing ceremony.
Okay, I was about to say.
They don't keep it going for 4 years.
It hasn't been going since 0 AD.
They light it from somewhere. Like the torch doesn't. Like, it crosses over.
Right. But they just don't have it burning after the games are done and
maybe
dusted.
It's in
three and a half years.
Like, damn, it's hot here. What's happening? Turn that thing
off. It's a
off.
Fire hazard.
Yeah, so somebody on an airplane holding this flame from location to location?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a great question.
No, it's not. It's a terrible question.
Let's think about it for a few minutes.
From the TXU Energy.
You know, not a bad question. If they transport it, you're going to have to put it on a plane or a boat.
It would have been a good question 5 minutes
earlier.
It's like their carry-on. Now you got to check the flame. Sorry.
All right, so there's your candidates. Is it Junior being late from a break? Is it Dave with audio issues? Is it technology knocking David Moore off the air? Is it Donovan not ready for a live spot? Is it Travis not having the audio on his computer up? Or is it Ham ending the mix? Let's vote on the show. Let's start this week back at the station. Ham, you have the first vote. Democracy.
Give me Dave muted.
Dave muted. Okay, one vote for Dave. Let's go to Travis, our producer of the day.
Give it to my showmate, Donnie, because there was a funny drop that came out of it.
Okay, one vote for Donovan. The return of Lando. Lando's first vote in a couple weeks.
The weather's crazy out here, y'all.
Okay, another vote for Donovan. Sean?
Yeah, Donnie's drop is going to live for a while, so that was the most we had a lot of technical issues this week, but that was the most laugh-out-loud moment for me.
So my vote doesn't matter. I would vote for Donovan either way. Almost a sweep for Donovan, so congratulations to Donovan. We got a good drop. Being not ready for a live spot, I'm sure he'll be ready for all of them next week.